Brother Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3, I read from verse 7, 2 Peter chapter 3, from verse 7. But the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, brethren, be not ignorant of this one thing. Be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us word, not willing that any should perish, but had all come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come. It didn't say may come. It says it will come. This is infallible. It will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth and all the works that are therein shall be burned up. He says, seeing then, only for those who see it, only for those who by faith know this is true, then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be? What kind of a human being are you supposed to be? In all holy conversations and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Today I want to talk to us in continuation of the message we started 2 weeks ago, Occupy Till I Come. This is Occupy Till I Come 2, but it has a subtitle. The subtitle we told us, when Jesus came, he died for sinful man. He left us some things. And one of the things he left us was instructions to preach the word. Hallelujah. Instructions to evangelize. Today I want to talk about something else he left us. Jesus left us, to us, the everlasting message. That word is carefully chosen. Everlasting. A word that cannot expire. Amen. We've already read it from the scriptures. A word, or the word that can never expire. Father, breathe upon your word this morning. Enlighten our darkness. Let your name be glorified. Make my mouth like the pen of a ready writer. Let me speak the word of life. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. We took our scripture from Acts chapter 1. And I'm going to read verse 3. Acts 1 and verse 3. to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, that is after his resurrection, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Jesus, after resurrection, spent extra 40 days with his disciples. When he was there with them for 3.5 years, he spent time with them, teaching them about the kingdom. Now he has died, he has resurrected, and he still spent extra 40 days teaching them, speaking to them about things pertaining to the kingdom of God. This can connote two things. He was telling them about things that are in heaven, and he was telling them about things of how to make it to heaven. Praise the Lord. It's no surprise that when Jesus started his teaching and preaching ministry, his message was simple. His message was life-giving, unchangeable, everlasting. What did he say? Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. The Bible says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That was all he preached. From that time, he went about preaching, change your mind, change your thinking. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, at the beginning. Now, after resurrection, he spent 40 days preaching the same message. Brethren, nothing else has changed. That word has not changed. It's still fresh as the day Jesus began to preach it. Telling them about things pertaining to the kingdom. What did he say to the disciples in John chapter 6 from 63 and 64? He said, it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words I speak to you are spirit and they are life. He says, as if he knew. But there are some of you who do not believe. Like there might be in church today. There might always have been in church. Those who come to church and don't believe the word. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were. If he knew then, he still knows now. He knew those who did not believe. And who we know, who will betray him. You know, I shared, I think it was in the Bible studies. I read in one scientific journal. I love to read stuff. That a person, doctors who are here can confirm this as well. Somebody can have series of heart attacks, or strokes rather, and yet do not know it. I said in the Bible study, in the same way, you may have been denying Jesus and yet not know it. All the times you have been politically correct. all the those times you have philosophically analyzed the word of God, you have been denying him. You have been denying your faith. Reverend Sam, come. Please, can we bring Reverend Sam to sit in front? You're welcome. Betrayal many times is not very evident. Amen? You can betray somebody by not saying anything. Just by sitting down there and keeping quiet. Amen? Some of you may have betrayed your pastor by just keeping quiet. You are sitting down there, they are analyzing, over-analyzing and crucifying your pastor. You just keep your mouth shut. Well, I didn't say anything. I wasn't part of the discussion. No, you were there. If you couldn't say anything and say, you guys, you can't do that. Keep your mouth shut. Because you didn't say anything doesn't mean you didn't betray. Oh, you did. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You see, the truth of the matter is, what Jesus came to preach and what he gave us, it cannot be challenged. It cannot be changed. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. Two days now, Muhammad Ali died. An icon, a legend. As much as men will celebrate him, he ain't going nowhere. The same man who said, if you dream of beating me, wake up and apologize. Praise the Lord. Huh? This man had so much passion for Islam. He was proud of it. He talked about it in every interview. He said his fighting, his boxing was for Islam. And we as Christians, we cower. No boldness to talk about what we believe because of what we think we will be denied. Let's call a spade a spade. Not an agricultural instrument. Praise the Lord. The world cannot change. It's unchangeable. Unbreakable. Unerasable. All those who have dared to challenge and follow the word of God, guess what? They've not even been able to dent it. The word still carries life-saving grace. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. It is still the power of God. When Paul spoke it, and now it is still the power of God unto salvation, unto them that believe. Because you don't believe, it doesn't mean it's not potent as it is, or it's not what it is. You look at me, if you don't believe I'm a man, does that change me from being a man? My wife will tell you I am a man. That's what I'm trying to say. Praise the Lord. I was leaving church yesterday afternoon, and I was talking with my, I always like, number one, music playing, word going, and then I need to talk to my wife. Just chatting for the long drive. You know? And she said, guess what? What your son said this morning. He said he was sitting on the couch and she saw him, he was smiling. What is making you smile, Toby? He said, I'm smiling because I'm the son of a man that believes Jesus and preaches the word of God always. My week was made. I said, all by himself. She said, yes. My week was made. I said to my wife, I've said, thank God if nobody notices, my son notices. He notices. And he said he's proud. If my son can be proud of me, I'm made. Folks, I'm made. That is, I'm his role model. Glory to God. I read of a boy who called 911 because his father crossed red light. You better show good example. Praise the Lord. You better show good example. You know, my son is one that the moment he wants to do something, he analyzes and analyzes whether it's wrong or right. Then he will come to me and say, Daddy, if I do this, are you going to be angry? Are you going to be angry with me? Then I'll tell him, if it's not right, yes, I will be. Because it's not right. Praise the Lord. Amen. And those who have dared to change the world, like I told us during the New Month and Holy Communion blessing, King James, Queen James version of the Bible. They have done it to their own damnation. You know why I know that? I'll show you both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. Deuteronomy 4, verse 2. You shall not add to the word. Which is to say, you see, the thing about the Bible is that you can't exaggerate it. There's no way you can exaggerate the truth. It's only a lie you can exaggerate. Amen? The truth is just the truth. You can't exaggerate the truth. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Now go to Revelation 22, 18 to 19. It says, for I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these books, to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. Those plagues that started with Cain or Adam and Eve casting out. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away from his part. God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city. And from the things which are written in this book. He who has here, let him hear. And he who has not heard well, let him beware. You can't change the word to suit your own lifestyle. You have to change your lifestyle to suit the word. It's like taking something that God didn't give you and you are forcing it to God and say, Lord, bless it. God, bless it. Why didn't you ask God before you go and carry it? Amen. They said, don't marry that guy. Oh. Don't marry that brother. He will change. Who will change him? You? He will change you. He will never change. Let me tell you a secret, especially those of us who are not yet married. When you are cutting, I don't even want to talk about that. I don't understand that. You know. And you see some traits in that person. You point it out, and that person does not change it. Don't complain about it when you get married. Did you hear me? Oh, when you are waiting or you are cutting and you are cutting yourself. Listen, he slapped you once. And then he prostrates and start begging you. It will never happen again. Know that 100 times of it is waiting for you. He will slap you again. He even do it in the supermarket. Huh? Detestable things that you are enduring because you are saying. You see, love is not foolishness. Love is not stupidity. Praise the Lord. Don't let me change my message. Hallelujah. New age. There's so much new age ideology that is going around now. You know, a brother was doing street evangelism, preaching, and telling people, if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you go to hell. Now, there was this young girl who said she's a Christian, and she was opposing this guy. She said, no, this is wrong. You can't be doing this in public like this. Almost fighting the guy. That in our church, we don't do it like... You know what? I wasn't even angry with the girl. I pitied her. She was like, no, God does not send anybody to hell. Nobody is going to hell. Like Muhammad Ali's brother said yesterday, that he has gone to heaven, that he too will soon meet him in heaven. You see, these are the deceptions that people have believed that every way leads to heaven. Some even say some virgins are waiting for them. Think about it. If I give you bomb to blow yourself up and say some virgins, 70 virgins are waiting for you, come to me and say that. I will tell you, oh, okay. You go first. I will come after you. Go and enjoy it. I'll be there. Praise the Lord. You know? New age ideologies, political correctness, humanism, feminism. Should I even go there? Religious conformity. They can't satisfy God's requirement for salvation. All those things cannot. The see me I find, you know, I'm a bubble, I'm a guy. All those things, they are nothing. Speaking big grammar. Satan doesn't care about that. Hallelujah. One of my mentors said he was invited to a very big Bible college to speak to the faculty. The faculty are those who teach the Bible college. Master's degree, PhD, theology. He said he spoke only about faith. And he broke down faith. He said their jaw was open, that they did not know that faith was that deep. But they had PhD. You see, and I see a craze in the world today. Christians want to have PhD theology, PhD, so that they can call them apostle, doctor, prophet. And guess what? Let's not lie. If a bishop stands here and I stand beside him, you will respect the bishop more than you will respect me, because he's a bishop. No. Not because you know me as your pastor. You see? Because even the way they are going to say God bless you, with their bishop prick, God bless. You know, bishops have a voice. Pastors are rugged. You know. Praise the Lord. Acts of Apostles 16, verse 29-32. This was Paul and Silas in the prison, having worshipped God in their predicament. We know the story very well. Then he called for a light, verse 29-32, Acts 16. Then he called for a light. Running, that's the jailer, fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do? What must I do to be saved?" Simple, deep, life-transforming question. What must I do to have salvation? What can I do to make it to heaven? Look at what Paul said to them. So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. You and your household," there means if your household also believe. Not because that you believe, then your whole household are saved. No. Remember what I told us. Every one of us that have young children, when they reach age 7, consciously lead them to Christ. Don't take it for granted. They've been coming to church. They've been going to Sunday school. Now they know Jesus Christ. No. Consciously sit them down. Let them understand heaven and hell. And tell them, this, choose. And then lead them in the sinner's prayer. Praise the Lord. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. You and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord. They preached to him. And to all, did you see that now? And to all who were in his house. People have tried to deceive people as to how to be with God. But Jesus said it very loud and clear. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way." Somebody say, "Jesus is the way." Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. Guess what? He says, "No man." You know, with God, there's no gender. Amen? When you see man, except it's distinguished. that is no human being cometh unto the Father but by me. Folks, there's no other way to heaven. Hello? There's no other way to make it to the feet of Jesus. There's no other way to be in the multitude that will praise him from eternity to eternity. There is no other way to get to that place where there is no night at all. Where there is no sun. And the glory of the Son, Jesus Christ, will be the light of that place. There is no other way. Muhammad is not the way. Buddha is not the way. Hare Krishna is not the way. The way your daddy told you is not the way. The way your mommy told you is not the way. Your traditional, cultural paternism is not the way. Remember, I told us here, culture is man-made. When Jesus came, he came to present a different culture. Every man carries with him the culture where he was born or was birthed. Go everywhere. You know, that was one of the things that limited Peter. It was too cultural. Then God had to raise up a Paul. God had to raise up a Paul. Broke the barriers of culture. And brought the culture of heaven. And that's what Jesus has come to present to each and every one of us. Some of us here, we will die for our tradition. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? There's no salvation in culture. Amen. And then you get so soaked into the things of Christ, and your family threatens you. And family know how to blackmail people. Hello, I belong to one. My mother has a way. She will call my first name, call my middle name, then call my father's name. Then she will say, I'm the one that give birth. Did I argue that? When she begins to say that, I know she's going somewhere. Me too, I'm ready. My mother is a Christian, but I mean, it's like she wants to drive something home. You know, before, my mother would say, the ceremony of the years that your father has died. What is my business with that? My father has died. My savior is alive. Now, you want to fry bean cake, akara, and say want to distribute. What's my business with that? I'm not part of that anymore. Praise the Lord. My father is dead. But my savior is alive. But we allow ourselves to be blackmailed into traditional things. Say, oh, that's how we do where we come from. No. Let it be as it is in heaven. Let it be on the earth. Not that as it is in my village. Amen. When my aunt died to be with the Lord, she died a believer. My mother's junior sister. My cousin said when they went to the village for burial that come and see all kinds of stuff that began to show up. People who did not even know her when she was alive. Oh, you have to do this. You have to do that. You have to do this. You have to do that. Thank God I wasn't there. Because before they come the following day, we'll have done the burial in the night. And we'll have left. Amen? We'll have left. And what about, and I know some of you won't like me for all these things, it doesn't matter. What about those who go to the burial ground and carry flour, go and put there, and be talking to bone that is rotting as if the person is still there? I beg. Paul said it to the Galatian church, Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 to 9. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, he repeated it. You know where Jesus would say, verily, verily. He said, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Satan, who lied, you know, he will never be a part of God. He lied to Adam and Eve. Did God really say that if you eat, you will die? No, you will not surely die. He changed it with only one syllable, one word, and deceived mankind. The gospel is truth. The gospel will live on. The gospel will outlive us, whether we believe it or not. And the gospel is everlasting. Jesus left us what we can hold on to in terms of challenges, a solution forever and ever. Revelation 14:6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel. Did you hear that? To preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. The gospel is key to life transformation. You are wondering why you are not changing. It's because you are not putting the word into yourself. Good boy, nice boy, good works will not take you to heaven. Hallelujah. Anybody who challenges or rejects the gospel of Jesus Christ will not be in the book of life. Let me read that to you. Still have a few more minutes. Revelation 20. Verse 11 to 15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. Remember, there are books, and then the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And the death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. You see, hell is not the biggest place. There's a lake burning with fire and brimstone. This is the second death. Verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Ah. May our names not be omitted. May my name not be omitted from the book of life. May your name not be omitted from the book of life. You cannot challenge or reject the word of God and still think you are going to make it to heaven. It's a fallacy. If you think you are going to make it to heaven any other way than through Jesus Christ, you are going to hell. Tarara. Like I said before, you mix cultural traditions and other things that are appealing to you. You mix it with the word of God. You mix it with Jesus Christ. You are going to hell. God doesn't share anything with anybody. Praise the Lord. If you challenge the word of God with good works, you end up in hell. You know that song? Only Jesus can save. Hallelujah. Only Jesus can save. Hallelujah. Oh, only Jesus can save. Hallelujah. Only Jesus can save. Hallelujah. Your good works cannot save. Your fine face cannot save. Hallelujah. Any other power cannot save. Only Jesus can save. Oh, only Jesus can save. Hallelujah. Only Jesus can save. Hallelujah. Only Jesus can save. Only Jesus can save. Oh, only Jesus can save. Only Jesus can save. Hallelujah. Two more scriptures and I'll close. Proverbs 13. Verse 13. The Bible says, he who despises the word. He who despises the word of God. He who does not reckon with the word of God. He who antagonizes the word of God will be destroyed. Will be destroyed. But he who fears the commandment will be rewarded. Deuteronomy 30, verse 14 to 18. But the word is now unto you, unto thee. In thy mouth, in your heart, that you may do it. See. All I've been saying to you, see, I have set before you. Today, this morning, life and good, and death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land with us thou goest to possess it. But if thy heart turn away, but if your heart turn away, so that you will not hear, but will be drawn away and worship other gods. Other gods does not necessarily mean an effigy or an image. You might be worshiping yourself or your ideology, or worshiping political correctness. Permit me, I have to say this. Donald Trump, in one of his rallies, there's a black guy there. He turned everybody's attention. He said, "See my African American." You're African American? Are we back in slavery? You're African American? You didn't even say, "See my friend." Or my black friend. He says, "See my African American." Tomorrow he will say it was a slip of mouth. But if thy heart turn away, so that thou will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest unto over Jordan to go and possess it. I read verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, and both thou and thy seed may live.